Hi, I am dictating Montoya Givens, M-O-N-T-O-Y-A, G-I-V-E-N-S. The line suddenly disconnected, so I'm redoing this math. M-O-N-T-O-Y-A Givens, G-I-V-E-N-S, new patient visit, date of birth 10-8-91, date of accident 3-8-2022, and date of service is 4-21-2022. The patient, Montoya Givens, is involved in automobile accident as follows, and she has a chief complaint of pain in the neck. Sorry, the chief complaint is pain in the lower back, left shoulder, right knee. History of automobile accident is as follows. On March 8, 2022, around 10:30 p.m., the patient was traveling in an Uber in a rear passenger on the right side, unrestrained, in a Chrysler 200. The accident occurred on Dexter as it crossed a signal and at the light of before entering the large freeway. They were stopped on the red light and the car was rear-ended at a high speed of 50 while their own car was zero or stopped. And they heard the screeching sound because the driver was hitting the brakes, but unfortunately the accident hit rear-ending but did not total the car. And there was nothing broken inside the car and it was a hit-and-run accident. The patient reported that due to this impact of the accident, she hit her head to the back of the front seat and the right door. The neck whiplash after jarring into the headrest, left shoulder, there was no death trauma, as far as she remember, right knee hit into the back of the seat. Patient denies any. Patient reports that it was a hit-and-run accident and police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Patient reports no headaches in the history of presenting illness. Only dizziness is present, but there are no other symptoms. TBI, no vision problem, no balance problem, no memory problem. There is no loss of consciousness, seizures, ringing in the ears, no confusion, disorientation, none of them. The patient further reports that she is suffering from severe pain in the lower back, which is 9, without any radiation to the lower legs or buttocks. There is a severe pain in the left shoulder. The patient has a difficult time moving on 90 degrees of direction, and the right knee pain is 8. She is able to walk up to one block without pain when the knee starts hurting. She can sit and stand okay, sleep for 5 to 6 hours. These pains are reported continuously and are described as These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, and tender, and varies from 7 to 10. In the patient report that the pain is worsened by bending and lying down in modified sector and improved by nothing. In patient reports that currently the neck pain and the shoulder pain have improved and there is no residual pain in the shoulder, although she has a difficult time lifting beyond 90 degrees, after which the pain appears, but residually there is no pain. Similarly, neck pain is also recovered. Patient reports no X-rays, MRI, CT scans have been done, and there is a no muscle weakness or blood or bowel incontinence is reported. In the past treatment, patient injured since 3-8-2022, she has done some chiropractic and physical therapy has not been done, and no other treatment. In the system review, all negative. In pathological history, none. Allergies, none. Family history. Mother is alive with epilepsy. Father is alive, but no medical problems. Two brothers and four sisters, all okay. No medical problems. Relationship status, patient lives with mom and brother, and she's single. Job requirement, she's working as a car part in a warehouse. And 5,200 pounds, he's 5,200 pounds, 8 hours standing, but currently not working. Disability history, patient is not disabled. Legal history, JC auto law. And personal history, patient reports drinking alcohol off and on, smokes weed once in a while, and does smoke once in a while, but no hard drug. The physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 132/98, pulse is 69, temperature 97.4, and height is 6 feet, and the weight is 175. This is a 30-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic. Hydration is good, no acute distress, respiratory distress, no pain faces noticed, and patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. He is using back brace and a knee brace, and patient has improved almost 30% with all the treatment that was received. Sorry, strike that. No need to write how much improvement. And the rest of the physical examinations from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination, as well as gait is normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, on inspection and palpation from the template, completely normal. Range of motion. Cervical flexion is 50, extension 50, bilateral rotation 80, side flexion 30. Lumbar spine, range motion, forward flexion is 75, extension 25. There is a pain on extension, hyperextension beyond 25. Side flexion 20, rotation 20. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows: in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Lumet test, Sperling test, Hoffman sign are all negative. In the thoracic spine, Slump test was negative, and lumbar sacral spine, the Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. SLR or straight leg raising test is positive bilaterally at 40 degrees, but a contralateral leg raise test is positive. CAMP test is positive, and hyperextension was positive beyond 25 degrees. Tendelberg sign is negative, Budzinski sign is negative. Minal test positive. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender, with the Faber test being positive and Gunston test being positive bilaterally. However, the distraction compression test of the iliac bones is negative. The examination of the extremities from the template, however, left shoulder and right knee is has a positive finding. Left shoulder on inspection appears completely normal, and on palpation there are no crepitus sounds or any fracture dislocation. Range of motion is up to 90 degrees without pain of abduction and 90 degrees of flexion without pain, beyond which there is some pain. No muscle weakness is noticed, and no sensation problem. Reflexes are normal, circulation is normal, peripheral pulse is normal. No tinel sign, felon sign positive. No, none of them. And there's no tenderness of AC joint or shoulder joint or any muscles like supraspinatus muscles. In the right knee, the patient has following finding: on inspection, the knee appears completely normal, and on palpation, there are no crepitus sound. Range of motion is 135 degree of flexion, normal. The anterior-posterior apprehension test negative, valgus varus abnormally not present, leg shortening is not present, Steinman sign negative, patellar apprehension is present. Diagnosis. General V8 9.2 XST. CNS. F32.9. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.02. Left shoulder M25.512, M75.30, 75.50, F43.43. Lower extremities, the right knee M25.561, M23.205. M23.202. Lower spine, I am 5.2, 1.27, 4.16, 4.42, F3, 3.5 XSA. Secondary spine, M46.1, M43.28, F3, 3.5 XSA. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan is also from template, including the physical therapy. Second is ordered to continue physical therapy at 3 times per week with a focus on the neck, the lower back, shoulder area, left shoulder, right knee to help, and bilateral sacroiliac joint. And with the traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program has been explained to the patient, yoga, meditation, and disabilities for work and housework and transportation. Medication are provided ibuprofen 600 mg every 8 hours in non-narcotic 90 tablets for healing with the anti-inflammatory and the anti-inflammatory and the healing. Allowable 75 mg at night for sleep, pain relief, and removing depression and anxiety, pain, and good sleep. Flexible 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets for help with the sleep. Tylenol with codeine in narcotic analgesics, please write narcotic medication. Tylenol, codeine, or 4 Evital all 15 days, 3 tablets provided, pain relief, and help in the ADL. Past medical records, past investigations, MRIs are not available. New investigations are not being ordered. Patient will visit us, then we'll review. In addition, the DMEs, the patient already has been provided with DMEs with the back brace and knee brace. He was treating at a different physician, Dr. Sinha, who provided him some help so far, but he has seen only 2 times. And he was not satisfied. There is no neuropsych is not required. Specialist surgical consult is not required. And the interventional pain procedures are not required at this time. The patient will be investigated on follow-up visit. And then if pain is continuing, we will order some MRIs at that time. After 2-3 months. Thank you.